Managing human resources. While setting human resources policy and staffing levels are strategic or tactical processes, managing human resources is an operational process, so it is discussed here. Managing human resources involves working with the staff that is available, implementing policies, monitoring individual and team performance, and measuring the effectiveness of human resources policies. Human resources effectiveness can be measured by productivity metrics and by an organization's ability to attract and retain talented workers. It is important to create an engaged and involved workforce by offering employees opportunities for development, conducting constructive performance appraisals, and rewarding good performance. Next, we'll focus on ensuring that managers have good management and supervisory skills, implementing effective policies and procedures that promote an employee-friendly workplace. Using a performance management system aimed at increasing productivity and skill development. Skilled managers. Good managers and supervisors are the foundation of a productive workforce. They have credibility and authority. They know the organization's business and current practices and are seen as reliable sources of advice and information. They are seen as fair. They treat all employees equally and follow policies in awarding overtime, training, and promotions. When employees are accused of violating policies, good managers provide due process, which means that they allow employees to explain their actions and they base decisions on facts rather than rumors or opinions. They are good communicators. They share information about the organization and its strategy to motivate employees and overcome resistance to change. They listen carefully and ask questions until they understand an issue thoroughly. They understand other people's perspectives and possible reasons for their statements or actions. They can change their own communication styles to meet the needs of the audiences. They delegate tasks to employees. This allows them to focus on strategic issues, but also supports employee development. At the same time, effective managers delegate only what employees can handle and provide the support they may need. They approach negative outcomes as problems to be solved. They try to identify causes and often involve teams in developing solutions. They are clear in their expectations. They are consistent in their responses and ready to correct poor performance and to terminate employment if necessary. Effective policies and procedures. Policies focus on expectations of employees and employer commitments to employees. They usually apply across the organization. Procedures explain how policies will be implemented. Together, policies and procedures define the following in a formal manner. The organization's values and visions for the employer-employee relationship. This can include ethical standards or commitments to quality, internal/external customer focus, employee involvement and contributions, and so on. Operations managers and supervisors must be aware of the employer's employee relations strategy and their role in implementing this strategy. For example, by adopting respectful behavior toward employees, expectations about behavior and appearance, for example, ethical behavior, treating customers with respect and appreciation, treating other employees with respect, on-time attendance, wearing appropriate dress and PPE, personal protective equipment, refraining from substance abuse or behaviors that interfere with work processes, such as smoking or bringing food or beverages into work areas. Operations managers can provide input to HR on the practical needs created by shop floor conditions, for example, what constitutes safe clothing, or can consult on ways to make policies more understandable to employees. Required approaches to tasks and workplace situations, for example, when and how to withdraw items from inventory, how to handle a customer complaint, how to schedule vacation, personal or sick time, how to file a complaint against a supervisor or another employee, restrictions on computer use or taking company property home. Ideally, the organization has set clear policies and procedures for all areas of the organization, including operations. Here are some reasons to help ensure that policies and procedures are consistently applied. By standardizing performance across the organization, they support the organization's quality objectives. Standards for keeping workplaces clean and free of clutter or for work-appropriate clothing will make it easier to produce quality work or convey quality standards to customers. These policies also contribute to a safe work environment. Policies and procedures regarding taking vacation or sick or personal time will support supervisors' efforts to schedule work and meet production goals. They will also reduce conflict when other workers are required to fill in unexpectedly for absent workers. They can decrease resistance to change by defining new norms and practices. Employees are less likely to resist changes that have been formally adopted by the organization. Policies and procedures also provide guidance about the right course to take when new or confusing situations arise. Good policies and procedures should occupy a good middle ground between vague abstractions and detailed instructions, and operational managers and their staff are in the best position to give feedback on the right level of detail. Effective policies define expectations without trying to narrowly describe situations. Effective procedures define boundaries and desired outcomes, but allow employees enough latitude to adapt their actions when achieving the desired outcome requires it. Ideally, managers should communicate policies and procedures in a way that employees can easily understand in simple language, not legal terminology, in the employee's native language, in video. This is because policies and procedures are a valuable tool in aligning human resources with strategic goals, in getting the performance the organization needs to achieve its performance objectives. Performance management systems. Performance management systems are designed to improve performance, motivate continued positive performance, and support employee development. Such systems provide whatever training is needed to enable a new employee to deliver expected performance. Formal training, for example, classroom, manual, online sessions, can be supplemented with on-the-job coaching by supervisors and peers, more experienced workers performing similar tasks. Use performance data to assess employee behavior against expected behavior and performance targets. Provide performance feedback regularly, not just at an annual salary review meeting. Feedback can improve performance by correcting behaviors, but it also motivates performance and makes employees more confident. Poor performance review processes or poorly trained reviewers can instead demotivate workers. Sustain positive performance by providing recognition and rewards. This includes competitive compensation and benefits packages and access to promotions. Rewarding good performance is more effective than punishing poor performance, and rewards are most effective when they are related to employees' own interests. For example, public recognition is meaningful to some employees. Others might value additional time off or access to training. Operations managers can often simultaneously motivate, reward, and develop employees by using three common supervisory practices that provide different degrees of variety and challenge. All definitions are from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Job enlargement, an increase in the number of tasks that an employee performs. Job enlargement is associated with the design of jobs, particularly production jobs, and its purpose is to reduce employee dissatisfaction. C. Job enrichment. This can be used to provide well-performing employees with greater challenge in their existing positions. It is useful when opportunities for promotion are limited. Job enlargement increases employees' responsibilities horizontally within their job class. For example, in an assembly setting, employees may be assigned to more complex parts of the assembly. Job enrichment, an extension of job enlargement in which the number of tasks that an employee performs increases and the employee has a corresponding increase in the control over those tasks. C. Job enlargement. This is often described as vertical job enlargement, in that employees have more opportunities to apply discretion or judgment to their work. For example, solidly performing production workers may be assigned troubleshooting or peer mentoring assignments. Job rotation. The practice of an employee periodically changing job responsibilities to provide a broader perspective and a view of the organization as a total system to enhance motivation and provide cross-training. Job rotations are temporary assignments that can be used as part of a career development system, allowing employees to experience different jobs and their requirements. Job rotations are also used to cross-train employees in other positions, which gives operations greater flexibility and resilience in the event of labor disruptions or employee illness. Case study: performance management at the fast fashion retailer. At the fashion retailer, managers and supervisors provide ongoing performance reviews rather than formal semi-annual or annual performance review meetings. This requires that managers pay more attention to their subordinates' performance, document instances of good and poor performance, and act quickly to shape or sustain it. David is a warehouse associate. His job involves putting together shipments to stores and getting them on trucks, as well as general warehouse housekeeping. Maria is his supervisor. She tends to manage by walking around, observing processes, looking for confused or overwhelmed employees, and then jumping in to see what the problem might be. She has a list of daily store deliveries that she tracks, intervening only when deliveries are falling behind schedule. Maria has noted that David takes his work seriously. She periodically stops by his area to express her satisfaction and to check in with him about any questions or suggestions he might have. After David has been at this job for 6 months, Maria talks with him about his plans. Is he happy with his work? Would he be interested in helping her set up the deliveries? David is eager to learn some new skills, and every week Maria brings him into her office to show him the processes she uses for allocating shipments to stores. As David grows more sure of himself and more skilled, she assigns him some of these tasks with only minimal supervision. Maria has encouraged David to talk with HR about job rotation opportunities that could allow him to test his interests in merchandising and computers. It will be a shame to lose David, Maria thinks, but she would rather have David leave her department and succeed in the organization than have David succeed for some other employer.